Breed, how are you getting on?
Good, how are you keeping?
Yeah, good, thanks. Sean Poulter during the week was in the media saying, "I fully believe we're going to beat them." You'd love to see that core confidence going into Sunday. Do you share it yourself?
I suppose, look, you can only look at what's been, I suppose, on display the last couple of weeks and the last couple of games. And I suppose you'd have to question Cork a little bit. I suppose you go back to the Limerick game. Only one Cork forward scored from play within 60 minutes. There was a lot of injuries going into the game. There was a lot of injuries that came out of that game. So I suppose from that point of view, you would be a little bit worried as a Cork supporter going into the game on Sunday. But I suppose you have to look at positives. I suppose, look, Cork, I think, have an ability to maybe catch Kerry at midfield. I definitely think, how important Ian Maguire is at midfield. He's a real primary possession winner. And I suppose if you could just get the ball in a little bit quicker into the inside forward line, you're really going to be at an advantage. I think maybe Brian Hartnett, the gamble of Brian Hartnett at wing forward, maybe didn't pay off for them, but I suppose it was a good experiment to try out. And I think Brian Hartnett is definitely a more out-and-out midfielder. So, Brian Hartnett and Ian Maguire at midfield, I think, is definitely a better pairing. And I suppose that's what I would expect to see on Sunday is a strong midfield from Cork. You look at Kerry versus Tipperary. They won 9 of Tipperary's kickouts in the first half. So I just think the importance of winning primary possession is going to be vital for Cork and to not be put on the back foot. And I know, I suppose, just get their big day players into the game. We saw maybe Rory Dean and Connolly not maybe at their best against Limerick. They were a little bit quiet by their own standards. So I would expect a much I suppose much more intensity from Cork going into Kerry. As well, I think the importance of getting Mark Collins on. He was carrying maybe a knock going into that Limerick game, so to get him a little bit of game time was important. And I can definitely see Mark Collins starting. So there definitely will be a bit of a reshuffle. But the importance, I think, of Poulter and the importance of Daniel O'Mahony as well to come in. Two of them went off with injuries versus Limerick. So I just think the importance of two of them being made available for Cork can't be stressed enough. Definitely, I suppose the backs kind of really dragged Cork over the line the last day. We saw Matty Taylor coming up. We saw Keane Kiely coming on as substitute, all chipping in with scores. So I just think if you can, confidence is always going to be high, especially I suppose given how well they did last year, how well they coped versus Kerry last year, and how they went at them for the full game. They stayed in it, and look. I suppose, maybe it was a bit of an ambush at the end. I don't know. We see another ambush. I don't think Kerry are going to be that naive again. But I suppose from a Cork point of view, you have to take a couple of positives, and that is that there is a potential there for a very strong midfield, and I suppose the potential to win primary possession is just going to be vital.
That strength of midfield is really interesting. So are you seeing a weakness either tactically or personnel-wise in that department for Kerry then?
No, I suppose it's just that's Dave Morn and Dave Morn has huge prowess there, obviously, and midfield would have always typically, I suppose, been seen as an area of good contest there between Cork and Kerry. I suppose down through the years, and just the importance of winning primary possession is vital. And I do think Ian Maguire is playing, with good confidence this year. If we could just get the ball in a little bit quicker, he does carry the ball a bit, but I suppose, look, that's the game plan that they had to use for a couple of games. But you would love them to, I suppose, to just have a little bit more look up football and let the ball into an inside forward line that could potentially do a lot of damage.
In some ways, Breed, I'm sort of not quite surprised, but somewhere on that scale to hear you talk about the confidence of Cork, just given what happened last year and maybe the lift post Kerry that didn't really arrive, obviously, in the Tipperary game or in the league.
Yeah.
Where's your sense of like that confidence and where Cork are at nearly heading into the game?
Yeah, well, look, you have to be confident. There's no point turning up otherwise. And I suppose, look, like I said, they did stay in the game a lot of the Munster semi-final last year. And then, look, just that little bit of luck, as well as, I suppose, like that, just staying in touch the whole time through the game. I don't think Kerry are going to be that naive again. Like last year, we saw Kerry not pick six out and out forwards in that game versus Cork. I think Bruno Bugley was a late introduction, and I don't think Kerry are going to be that naive again. They have, like, they're an out and out scoring team. They have massive trust in their forward line to win ball out in front. So that, like, they're a lovely kicking team, and they, like I said, win ball out in front, and they have just such potent forward line, as well as, I suppose, we saw, look how cutting Gavin White can be in the semi-final versus Tipperary. And, you know, it probably took Gavin White to you know, have that searing run to set up Clifford for the goal, and then Kerry, you know, just really kicked on. But the big thing with Kerry is that they just kept retaining possession, and you know, that's what they're so potent at until they get the right men on the ball. Yeah, so I just don't think they're going to be that naive again. I think they trust their backline a lot more this year, and they're just playing out and out football. We saw the dismantling that they did to Tyrone, you know, a good couple of weeks back. And yeah, I suppose I'd be a bit fearful of a goal fest, but you know, you'd have to trust that Cork are going to be well set up, and that they have to be well set up. But I would just hope that Cork have a full personnel, you know, to choose from.
And it did seem that Tipperary were a little bit fearful of that goal fest as well in Thurles a couple of weeks ago, and set up to counteract that.
And they set up a little bit defensive. And I just think, like, Cork went at Kerry a lot more last year. I think you just have to wage your bets a little bit, and you have to trust, you know, like that your defence are going to do their job. And they did, you know, they did very well versus Limerick. And it was just a case of, I suppose, you just need to get your forwards firing. And I don't think Cork forwards would be as quiet as they were against Limerick. So that's the hope anyway. But I don't think you're going to get an ambush like we got last year.
What would your advice be to whoever is marking David Clifford then?
Oh God, like it's like anything, you know, if you have such potent forwards like you have there, you have to try to curtail the ball that's coming into them. And I suppose that starts with your forwards, that you're putting massive pressure on kickouts, that you're putting massive pressure on ball that's been kicked in, that it's, I suppose, that it's not going to be a 70-30 ball, that it's not being played to disadvantage, that you try to help out your defence as much as possible. So I suppose that's what you can do. Just, I suppose, it's just going to take massive work rate. And I think Cork are not going to be naive to that. They know that there needs to be massive work rate all over the field.
Galway against Mayo then. How do you see this one going? Because I guess we've been looking through maybe the spread in the Cork-Kerry game, which seems quite generous, actually, that the Cork are seen as big outsiders. Not the case in Galway Mayo. It seems like a bit of a coin toss, actually, which I'm surprised, but I would have had Mayo maybe as relatively healthy favourites a couple of weeks ago. Is this just us talking ourselves into what could be a massive win for Galway?
Yeah, like I would be up the same. I would probably, you know, lean a little bit more towards Mayo, just going on what you've seen. And I think Horn is around long enough that they're not going to, you know, get too ahead of themselves with, I suppose, you know, with how they've come through Connacht. But I suppose the biggest thing for Mayo is that they have a massive spread of scorers now. They have a lot more options up front. The intensity and the ruthlessness that they're playing with, and they're playing with a lot of, or without a lot of leaders, which, you know, is testament, I suppose, to a lot of lads stepping up to the plate. And I suppose, you know, the last day versus Leitrim, you know, Aidan Shea was quite by his own standards, but to see players like Conroy and Halloran and Cohen, you know, really taking the game on and, I suppose, making it their own. I think Oisín Mullen has been absolutely wonderful for Mayo, and really, really exciting when, you know, to see him play at centre-back and to see him play with such a plum, you know, at centre-back. So I think there's a lot of positives for Mayo, but they haven't been tested. I suppose that's the biggest thing, you know, and they probably haven't been tested massively since the Clare game. So from that point of view, I suppose you would just have to be a little bit cagey. But as I said, Horn is around a long time now. They're not going to get ahead of themselves, and they know the test that's there in Galway. And then, look, I suppose for Galway, the importance of Shane Walsh can't be ruled out. So, you know, hopefully we'll see him back flying fit. You'd love to see, you know, a fully fit Galway versus Mayo, just to really see what Mayo are about. And yeah, looking forward to that game, actually. Like, you know, I definitely think it'll be a lot closer, you know, than we think. But I would just slightly tip Mayo. I think they have a lot more positives going for them this year. And, you know, they're, I suppose, without playing McLaughlin, I don't know how far away Lee Keegan is from coming back, or if he will be back. So yeah, like I would still tip Mayo, I think. definitely, I think going into Sunday.
Is there a case to be made here that in the Pádraig Joyce regime, this is a huge game in terms of defining his era? Because some of the players you've mentioned there in this Mayo team, the really impressive performers over the last couple of years, are here for the long haul, Breed. Like I've made this point for a lot. James Horan is not here to win Connacht Championships. He sees an All-Ireland winning team here, but they're missing their best player. And if Galway come away with another defeat at the weekend against a Killian O'Connor-less Mayo, I don't know, would that be a huge setback for this Galway project?
Yeah, it would be. I suppose, yeah, you're definitely going to see what Mayo are about. Killian O'Connor, you know, out and out, one of the best, you know, footballers in the country, and a massive blow. I think everyone, you know, was a little bit taken aback to see him get such a significant injury. And yeah, there was probably a lot of question marks a good couple of weeks back. But I think you can only beat what was put in front of you. And Mayo really played with, they played with finesse, they played with intensity, and they never took the foot off the pedal versus Leitrim. And yeah, I was really, really impressed with them. But like you say, I suppose just going in against Galway, I suppose, look, Galway definitely have had a couple of areas that they needed to improve on after the Roscommon game. It was a tough battle and probably, you know, will stand to them going into this game. But I suppose there was a couple of times, you know, where Roscommon ran through Galway without Galway putting a hand on them. And while they are, you know, a fabulous footballing side, I would just be a little bit fearful from a Galway point of view. But I think, look, Pádraig Joyce, he's such a professional that he will have everything set up, I suppose, to the best of his advantage. But I still would just lean a little bit towards Mayo. I think they, over the years, are just a lot more battle hardened. I think they have a lot of young lads now that are coming to the fore and that are really standing up. And it's not Aidan O'Shea show in the forwards anymore. There's a lot more people to worry about. And yeah, defensively, I think they're a lot better set up. So I just think it'll make for a great game. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's brilliant to have games that you can't really call. You know, I suppose we didn't have a brilliant championship up to now. So I think, like, you know, the Ulster games the last 2 weeks, and looking forward to a great game now up in Connacht as well. And hopefully, you know, the Munster spectacle will be competitive as well. So yeah, I suppose that looks exciting at this stage now to have good football to look forward to.
The whole thing has really sparked into life over the last couple of weeks. So hopefully this follow the trends. Mayo Galway is 1:30 Sunday, and then Kerry Cork is at 4:00. One of the fixtures that really catches the eye in the LGFA All-Ireland this weekend is Armagh Mayo in Group 1 in their round 3 match. It's a 2:00 throw-in tomorrow. This is a cracker. They've had some brilliant matches over the last couple of years as well, Breed. Who's in the ascendancy in this one, and how real are both of these teams' All-Ireland credentials?
Yeah, I suppose I think everyone was really excited when Mayo got an influx of players back, you know, after maybe a couple of years of there being a little bit of discourse there, you know. So it was really exciting to see, you know, a lot of players, I suppose, that had a lot of experience for Mayo come back to the side. So I think people were expecting, you know, a big resurgence in Mayo. And, you know, I suppose, unfortunately, I don't think that they're firing on all cylinders at the moment. You're looking at Armagh, who, you know, had a good couple of years, tough years at senior. And I suppose last year really, you know, shone as the dark horses in the championship last year. I think they've definitely a much more balanced side, and they're really going at teams. And I suppose last year, no more than any other year, when they beat Mayo in the quarterfinal. So Armagh seem to be Mayo's bogey team just over the last couple of years. They always seem to struggle to get over the line. And last year, Armagh, I suppose, put that hoodoo to bed and got over the line versus Mayo. And like, they did it with such class and such style. And it was brilliant to see Armagh, I suppose, come from maybe a place where they were struggling for a good couple of years. And the amount of work I think that's going on in Armagh behind the scenes is huge. So it's brilliant to see. And, you know, they got into a semi-final last year versus Dublin. And, you know, they took the game to Dublin. I think they only lost by 5 points at the end, but like, it was absolutely brilliant to see. So going on form that Armagh have this year, I'd have to tip Armagh. I just think that they have just that little bit more prowess. They have a little bit more balance. They're really, really playing with aggression and intensity, and they just have that finesse up front then in Machen. And Yeah, and Carolyn Hannon and Kelly Mallon, like they just have a little bit more over Mayo, I think, at the moment.
Mm. And it's a bit of a weird one as well, Breed, in that both are already through to the quarterfinal. So, like, maybe it's a bit of shadow boxing. Did Dublin and Cork put up big scores last weekend? Anybody from the teams you've mentioned, and maybe you're hinting at Armagh to a degree, but anybody from the rest that you think can threaten them?
Yeah, look, I suppose, look, there's 12 games up for contention across three codes this weekend. A couple of them are kind of do or die games, given that it's round three. So I suppose who you thought was going to progress from the groups have progressed. And now it's a case of, I suppose, like there's Meath versus Tipperary are playing as well. Donegal versus Kerry. I still think probably Dublin and Cork are a little bit ahead of the pack. I must say I'm very, very impressed with Meath, and I have been very impressed with them, I suppose, over the championship and over the end of the league. They have made huge strides since they regraded in 2016, and I suppose they're your benchmark for how regrading is done and how you kind of drop down a level and rebuild. And you know, they came up to the ranks, they're a little bit battle-hardened as well, and they haven't had it easy through the intermediate. You know, they've lost intermediate All-Irelands and they've come through. They won an intermediate All-Ireland last year, they're up senior, they won a Division 2 final this year, so they're up Division 1 next year. They're making huge strides. They pushed Cork to 2 points this year, so I'd have a little bit of, I suppose, a tip to Meath and just to see how well they get on, because, you know, they're really exciting and it's brilliant to see a new team come to the fore. So, yeah, I suppose I'm going to keep an eye on Meath, definitely, because I think they're very exciting this year.
Yeah, Meath Tipperary, absolutely one of the games to watch tonight, actually. 7:30 is thrown.
Yeah, it's on Teach Care, yeah. And there's and then the Donegal Kerry game then is on tomorrow on Teach Care, and the other games then are streamed online on the ladies football channels.
Brilliant. I forgot to ask you earlier, Breed, who's going to be celebrating 6:00 in Killarney on Sunday evening?
Oh God. I would love to see really, really competitive Cork. I'd love to see, I suppose, get their best men out and their best men, you know, really playing with confidence and taking the game. I suppose I just have to lean a little bit towards Kerry from what we've seen over the last couple of games, but I hope I'm wrong.
Breed, great stuff as ever. Thanks a million.
No bother. Thanks a million.
Good
Bye.
Stuff.